Blog Talk Radio.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, all praise is due to Allah, Lord of all the worlds, the one God to whom praise is due forever, the one who came to us in the person of Master Farad Muhammad and raised up the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I mean.
Now have something that, of course, we've seen.
This is enough to make it real funny.
Biracial man shot and killed by a DJ
in the cell phone video.
That shot the subject. That's
whatever that fucking means. Dirty soda in the styrofoam. Spill a day to get my mind blown. Dress it up and go to NASA. 200 miles on a dash. Got a roll a pound up a gas. Switch the lanes in the Grand Rapids. We the one that kept it cool with all these niggas till these niggas start acting. Shoot a nigga like a film in a movie, niggas gon' let them have it. We ballin' like the Marsh Madness. All these cops shoot a nigga tragic. Only one that live in lavish. Like I'm playin' for the Mavericks. I don't want it for the bitch that might have made me fuck her even though she average. Dirty money in the cup, 45 by my good. My young nigga in the cup, take you out for some joints. Count this money, no rush. I'm on the one way flush. Loud pack smelling mustard. Fuckin' police can't touch me. Fuckin' police can't touch me. Fuckin' niggas can't touch me. Apply the pressure with the VVS. I drive the foreign like it was a ship. Drive the foreign like it was a ship. Fuck a cougar like she Holly Berry. You should hear this dirty Sprite legendary. Dirty soda in the styrofoam. Spill a day to get my mind blown. Dress it up and go to NASA. 200 miles on a dash. Got a roll a pound up a gas. Switch the lanes in the Grand Rapids. We the one that kept it cool with all these niggas till these niggas start acting. Shoot a nigga like a film in a movie. Niggas gon' let them have it. We ballin' like the Marsh Madness. All these cops shoot a nigga tragic. Only one that live in lavish. Like I'm playing for the Mavericks. I don't want it for the bitch that might have made me fuck her even though she average. Fuck on the face of bitch. We gon' wake up and smoke up some blood and fuck. She gon' keep it so real with a nigga that I'ma come back and always gon' fuck with her. Been a curve and a spray like a model bus. I was working and serving in Nautica. I get high till I'm higher than Mercury. Fuck around, teach you that recipe. Fuck around, you gon' be out of here. Make it stay hung like a nigga with juvie. Soon as that work hit the city, we move it. Post up in honest and shoot us a movie. Post up in honest and shoot us a movie. Play the tool inside the club and just in case a nigga ever gotta use it. Get a paint a coat and pour it up, nigga. Dirty soda in the styrofoam. Spill a day to get my mind blown. Dress it up and go to NASA. 200 miles on a dash. Got a roll a pound up a gas. Switch the lanes in the Grand Rapids. We the one that kept it cool with all these niggas till these niggas start acting. Shoot a nigga like a film in a movie, niggas gon' let them have it. We ballin' like the Marsh Madness. All these cops shoot a nigga tragic. Only one that live in lavish. Like I'm playin' for the Mavericks. I don't want it for the bitch that might have made me fuck her even though she average.
Up in Smoke Radio. I'm back. Once again, I'm back. Like I used to do every Wednesday, but that's how we do around here. Shout out to everybody listening live, listening on the telephone, listening on the internet. I think we got a pretty good show going on for you today. Waiting for my esteemed guest to call in. Got some shocks and surprises for y'all today. Should be a good show. I got the backwoods rolled up. I got the drink in my cup. And I'm ready to do this. Ready to definitely do this. You know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and shoot out a couple tests. Text out here and send it out to the people on the internet. Let them know that I'm live and I'm ready to go. How's everybody out there doing? Hope everybody had a good weekend. July 4th weekend. You know what I'm saying? Nigga like me had the block on fire. shout out to everybody that came out, you know what I'm saying, especially the children. We're going to definitely do it again next year. I have fun bringing smiles to faces, things of that nature. It was really cool. And shout out to everybody that cooked all the food that I had over the weekend was definitely excellent. So I definitely want to send a shout out to everybody that did that. But I'm about to go in here in a second. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But gotta make sure get the lines warmed up here a little bit. Shout out to everybody that's out there listening right now on the lines. But man, I gotta talk to y'all about something, man. It's definitely pissing me off. You know what I'm saying? And it definitely has something to do with these females, all these females and all the social networking crap, the social networking bullshit. People out here exploiting their children for likes and comments. I'm on some shit like this. You know what I'm saying? Get the out of here with that shit. You know what I'm saying? I think people need to stop putting all their lives out there on a social network, you know, and then you're gonna get mad when somebody messes around and judges you upon the shit that you put up on your internet sites. So what I'm trying to say is just chill out. You know what I'm saying? With all that having to tell everybody everything you do. You can't even politic any business anymore without a motherfucker straight. Soon as you politic the business with them, they go right to the goddamn social network. And I have to tell everybody what the fuck it just people just was talking about. And it's like, hey, cut that shit out. You ain't gotta do all that shit. You ain't gotta tell everything that you do all the time. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to do all that. You don't have to do all that. And we're just gonna have to give this out to you. You know what I mean? Stop that. Okay, let's see what's cracking. Is that you, Cousin Wes?
Yeah, it is. What up?
Cousin Wes on the check-in. Rojo, the Inferno. Do I sound low to you?
A little bit, but we're going to rock.
All right, is that better? I turned my mic up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have some fun today, man. Like I said, man, we're going to talk about we're definitely going to get into that David Banner situation, man, but I think you probably caught the tail end of what I was just talking about, man, and I was going in.
Not even.
I missed everything.
Yeah.
You missed everything, yeah, but I was
running.
I was basically talking about how to share everything on these social networks, especially the females when it comes to their children, you know, exploiting. It seems like they're exploiting their children or pimping them out for attention. And it's like some of this shit needs to stop. You know, you can look at some of this stuff as being like, oh, cute or whatever, but some of this shit is just flat out terrible to where it's, sometimes they deal with these children on these social networks.
And honestly, I was just thinking about that the other day. Like, social media should have guidelines to it.
Right.
Just on how people should conduct themselves, because you just now gave every idiot in America a megaphone. Matter of fact, every idiot in the world a megaphone.
Right.
Social media.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and then also like certain things we can absolutely we can get it. Like, I'm not anti baby or anti children, but there's certain there's certain things that, you know, the shit remains sacred. You know what I mean?
Of course.
Like, I'm looking at this stuff because I've seen a picture of a child. She was probably about 10 years old. You know what I'm saying? On some Facebook shit. I admit I was trolling. But I'm going through the, and I'm seeing this female. She got her children up there, and their children are holding guns, and you know the guns are real too, and they got bandanas on her face, just looking extra crazy. I'm like, what the hell is going on with this here? You know what I mean? Like I looked at that picture. You know what I'm saying? I looked at the picture and was just like, you know, I just said, oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. You know what I mean? And I was like, well, this lady will end up messing around. Somebody will be calling CYS on her over some shit she put on Facebook. Yeah, I mean that she had no business doing, and it's just like, when is enough going to be enough, you know? And the thing is, and I think you know, I'll troll myself on this. You know, I mean, you can mess around, right?
Yeah.
Be on Facebook, see a girl, she has a child on the way. You know what I mean? You see her progress from, you know, from when she has the baby, when she's about to have the baby, when she'll announce when she's pregnant, and then boom, you know, you'll see all the sonograms and you'll see all that stuff, but you'll never ever see a picture of the father. Well, what's up with that? Maybe the father's like, you know what? You know what I mean? Like, maybe that's how the father's like, look, I'm not trying to fuck with you, bitch. I'm not trying to fuck with you. How are we sounding down there, Mr. Soundman? Is everything sounding crisp?
No? Yeah, we're good. Dude, we're good.
It's staticky? Yeah. But, yeah, man. Like, I definitely wanted to get into some things here, but that was just one of the things I was trying to talk about, you know what I'm saying? I know you had to get, you know, have some things to get off your chest. I definitely have that clip, you know what I'm saying? And if you want to go into it, we can, but I figure we would just shoot the shit for a little bit and, you know, just until build up the lines, let the lines warm up. So when we start to do get into the ism, actually, you know what? I have another clip for you. That you might not have heard from David Banner. So let's go into that real quick and let me see. We can probably have a nice little build off of this. So check it out. I'm gonna go ahead and mute your mic. You know what I'm saying? Just listen to the clip.
There's a rapper named Chet Hayes. He's a white rapper who's actually the son of Tom Hanks. And he recently did some Instagram videos justifying his use of the N-word. And what we also did is we interviewed Joel Ortiz, you know, from Slaughterhouse, and got his take on Chet Hayes using it and the word in general.
I just want to clarify one thing. Under no circumstances would I ever go up to somebody that I didn't know and just be like, hey, what's up, my nigga? It's an unspoken thing between people who are friends who understand each other.
I'm gonna be completely honest with you. People are probably gonna be mad at me. But if we could say it, anybody could say it to me. That's how I feel, bro. You know what I'm saying? I say that shit all day. You know what I mean? Like, as long as he didn't mean nigger, it ain't offensive to me.
I'm just being honest with you. Like, that's how I feel. Like, I say it as an everyday conversation, bro. I don't mean nothing by it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't mean nothing by it. Hopefully, he didn't mean nothing by it. But I ain't going to be the guy that start waving a flag when white people say it.
You just watched that. What's your take on that?
But see, again, brother, I don't, if you ask me how I feel about what people say, I'm not going to comment on what another man says. That's his opinion. I'll tell you this, bro. I feel like any man who sits up and constantly, you know, you can comment every now and then on what another man says and another man's opinion. That's female-like. Like, that's what women do in high school. I don't care. Because a lot of times people may not have the experiences that I have. My mom told me being a visionary is a blessing and a curse. You're blessed to see things other people are not able to see, but you're cursed to sit in it alone. Like, why would I be mad at these people may not have experience. A lot of these people ain't from the South. So they don't know what our people done been through. They don't know the trees that our folks done hung from, so folks cannot say these types of words. Like, so for me, I don't really care about nobody else's opinion. You know what I'm saying? That's not my place. I only care about how I feel and my people. Because in a lot of cases, bro, people haven't had the experiences that we've had. So they may not, you know, that part don't really matter to me, V, to be honest with you. But what I will say, this is what I will say. Black people, we have okayed everything down to a point where our culture is gone. Black folks, for the most part, don't have nothing to say about hip-hop or R&B. It has been taken away from us because we have okayed and shucked and jived our way all the way to just being a part of America. We have been socialized and we have integrated ourselves into nothingness. Integration was the worst thing that ever happened to black people. It was worse than slavery because at least in slavery, we knew what we were fighting against. Now we feel like we're a part of something that was designed to enslave us. I just say what? People can have their opinion about what they want to, but they should watch saying the word nigga around me. If you white and you say the word around me, you might have some problems physically.
What about other races?
I put it to you like this. White people were the people that enslaved us, and they were the ones that created niggas. They created niggas, like I said before. So it's a little bit different when it comes to white people because you were the ones that enslaved us. You were the ones that created this hell that we stay in. So that's why you have the responsibility when it comes to the word niggas, your ancestors. And people always want to say that you should give up the way that you feeling about the word nigga. Well, you should give up the power that you got from slavery in America. You ain't going to give up that, are you? You're not going to give up that white privilege that you have that people act like don't exist. You know, and the truth is that, dude, like, what do we care about? When does it matter? See, that's the problem with just America in general. What still matters? What things that our fathers and our ancestors cared about that we still hold dear to our heart? That's what's wrong with hip-hop. Hip-hop don't have no fucking rules no more. We don't have no rules about nothing. There used to be rules in the dope game. You couldn't sell drugs to kids or you would die. You couldn't sell drugs to pregnant women. You would die. Now there's no rules, and our neighborhoods are out of control now. It's going to have to get to the point as grown men that you stand for something. My father told me it's not the things that you say yes to. It's the things that you say no to that make you a fucking man. We are breeding a generation of spineless fucking just go with whatever. I don't even know zombies, dude. And these are the same people that fucking oppressed us. I don't get it. I honestly don't get it, brother. And the truth is, people can say whatever they want to about David Banner, but one thing that you're gonna say is that I'm a man. And I'm a black man. I'm an African. You know, and we don't even know what we come from. And out of all the words in the English language, and I'm going to show you how much we've been socialized and how much our hard drives have been erased, out of all the words in the English, and English is the operative word, out of all the words that we pick. You could call me, hey, you Converse, hey, you Chair, hey, you Vlad, hey, you Banner, hey, you whatever. We call ourselves niggas. The white man's word, the most evil, negative. We could call ourselves anything, but that's what we decide to call ourselves as descendants of Africans, of kings and queens, of gods. We could call ourselves gods, but we choose to call ourselves niggas. That's how much America has beat us down.
I was talking to John Amos, and if you remember, John Amos actually played Kunta Kinte in Roots. And one of the things that we talked about, which I feel never actually gets discussed anywhere, was that during slavery times, there were breeding farms where they actually would take large males and wide-hip females and create bigger human beings.
In fact, I always had an issue with the fact that years ago, there was a very famous sportscaster. His name escapes me at the moment, but he was fired because he espoused the same theory that today's athletes were the end result of that interbreeding, which is why African-Americans so dominate sports, because of the breeding that went on. And the fact, well, just from Darwin's theory, only the strongest survived. Only those that were strong enough to survive the Middle Passage actually made it to the American shores or to whichever island they were dropped off on as slave labor. The rest perished in the oceans, in the Middle Passage. So when you've got a test like that,
That was a good clip from David Banner. You with me, Wes, on that? Because the whole
still
thing
here.
About that was a good clip, because the whole thing with people don't understand, you know what I'm saying? And when we're dealing, like when we talk about racism, you understand what I'm saying? Racism is a what's going on? Some of the people in the house. Racism is a system. Tell you to see, like if I don't like you because of your skin color or anything like that, that's being prejudiced. That's not being racist. Racism is a system. And the guy that he was talking about that got fired was Jimmy the Greek. His name was Jimmy the Greek. He said that it was interbreeding. They were interbreeding black people to make the superhuman race. And that's why he got fired, because he said that black people were better in sports than white people just because the way we were genetically bred. And it's the way we're genetically on, period. You know what I'm saying? There's a joke on the Boondocks. Uncle Ruckus says, black people have some extra spring on their knee to make them jump higher or things of that nature. So when you're dealing with somebody not liking somebody for their color or their skin, for something like that, that's not racism. That's being prejudiced. You know what I'm saying? Racism is that low key motherfucker that got, that's in his house, you know what I'm saying, on some bullshit, smiling in your face, but not giving you the job because you're black. See, that's racism. See, prejudice and racism is two different things. Stand built, sir.
I'm with you on that one all the way. I know where you at.
So when you might see, because now I'm about to get my troll on, because you might see people on Facebook and say, oh, racism, racism. And like, wait a minute, you don't understand what racism is. You're talking about prejudice. You're talking about somebody calling somebody, somebody not liking somebody because of their skin color. If you're a new kin, right? All right, fair.
Yeah.
If you're a new kin, right, and I'll give you an example. Actually, this happened to me yesterday. You know what I'm saying? I went to the store. There's a store, the Be Easy Marts out here. You know what I'm saying? They're called Be Easy Mart or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Now, it's 1 in the morning. Now, these people happen to be from the dominant society. You know what I'm saying? And they were all outside looking trashy. Okay, they had their children outside. And I'm talking about infants. You know what I'm saying? Infant children. They had their
infant children, three or four years old, and they was just standing in front of the BZ Mart fucking smoking cigarettes. You know what I'm saying? Smoking cigarettes and drinking Jolt Colas. Okay. Now, when I get out the car, you know what I'm saying? These people gave me the look, you know what I'm saying, the look at like they were better than me. And see, and that's what I mean by that. It's like the thing is with them is they didn't even look how I was looking at them. Like, if you don't take your trashy ass home right now. So. And put your children in bed, but just for them, them being white, they looked at me like they were better than me just because of their skin color. And see, and race, I mean, prejudice does have an attitude also. So you just go in on that.
Yeah.
But I didn't even want to go here yet. You know what I'm saying? I had some other fun shit to talk about. I had some other interesting things to talk about. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I definitely want to talk to the fellas real quick, because the fellas are out here, they're letting me down. They're running around here doing a little bit too much. You know what I'm saying? Doing a little bit too much. And I'm like, hey, you gotta mess around and get your game back in pocket. You know what I'm saying? But
the question is, do you expect regularity in this day and age?
I expect people to keep everything on the square. You know what I'm saying? Like, I expect people
to
act the proper way. Why not? Give me a reason. Why not?
That's how low the bar is now. Decency just doesn't exist. People don't know how to do that anymore.
So you're saying that
the lowest of low expectations. Unless you've proven me that you're actually a decent person.
Wow. So the thing is, so basically you're saying that you're prejudiced then. Is that what you're saying?
To an extent.
Because you're.
But then again, for me, it's not about color. It's just everybody.
I got Wes to say he's a hater. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
No.
Got him to say he's a hater. That's what I'm talking about. But thing is, I can see where you're coming at, where you're coming from, because the thing is, the way society is built right now, people are low. And when I mean by low, they're at a low frequency. They're at a low point. You know, I mean, everything is on the low frequency now. You're not even cool unless you're on that lower level frequency. You know?
Exactly.
You're not even cool. So the thing is,
it's not like I blame them, because it's been made socially acceptable to be on that low frequency.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, it's socially cool. Expected.
It's cool to be a dummy at this
point. And people just
it's
tend
cool.
to go with the grain.
Yeah, it's cool to be a dummy at this point. I'm gonna try to, you know what I'm saying? I tell you what, I'm gonna mute myself real quick. I'm gonna try to get somebody in on the scene. Talk about whatever you got going on in the pipeline, the new movements, and I'm gonna get right back on. Give me about 2 seconds.
As for me right now, just living life. Working on this music. Got a new video coming out pretty soon. As soon as I can get Reno off his ass. Even though that's my nigga though. Still puss with him. Got to go down there and work on another track. You know what I mean? And I got a few things I want to talk about, but I'm wanting to play some clips just so y'all can understand. And I'm not just talking out my ass over here, even though that's exactly what I'm doing right now. Oh, shit. See, I'm over here going in on this Batman. Damn, it's hot. Anyways, as soon as Smoke gets back in, we can run some clips. I can get y'all my thoughts on shit.
With you, Wes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. I got my guest on. I'm waiting for him to get his audio and everything together, and we're gonna go in, have some fun. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I was supposed to go over. Actually, ladies and gentlemen, he's on the line right now. We want to introduce the Boo. Say your name, guest.
I'm Boo Did It.
Okay, Boo Did It on the second.
Like the applause. Thank you.
Boop, get on a check in.
Nice to be with you.
Thank you, sir. We was just discussing just a little light work. You know what I'm saying? But actually, before we even get into it, I want to introduce you and tell you what you do. This guy is a coach for the Lancers, Vandegrift Lancers. Or
yeah. I wasn't really claiming that right now. I was on my whole other more or less personality.
Okay. We won't
need to do go all professional.
Okay, we're going to get right into character. Okay. Okay, you know what I'm saying? So you said to me, you was like, hey, no KBL.
And I quote, you know your damn role. And shut your damn mouth.
Okay, I won't say anything about KBL. Okay.
What the hell was that about?
No, I was saying that to me. I won't say anything about KBL.
Okay.
All right. So at the end of the day, what we was talking about is this basically, how do you feel? Because the thing is, we was talking about. We was talking about the difference between racism and prejudice. And my take was, racism is a system, okay? Racism is that low-key guy that will not give you the job. A prejudice is a person that just doesn't like you because your skin color. A racist person is that's going to smile and not give you the job and act like he's cool and he knows the struggle. You know what I mean?
Okay. I don't really research those two different words, but
that sounds about something good. I can deal with that. Because I feel though, and that was my thing, is like, trolling on Facebook, I see the different, people say stop racism. Like, you see, racism is a system, I believe. You know what I mean? It's like,
hey. Yeah, I was reading up on something on that the other day, though. It was about that, I had a problem with that Confederate flag shit. So I was reading up on that, and one of the reasons that we still have racism is simply because it's embedded into you just being American. Like,
right.
They celebrate like different Confederate generals. They have like forts named after them, different military sites. They have people. They have statues and whatnot of them, like what Willie Lynch. You know what I'm saying? So whenever the Confederate flag, which is why they wanted to keep it up, then they picked up the houses for something else. Like whenever after the Civil War, what they did is we might have won the Civil War, but they won the propaganda war. So what they did is they came on and they started writing their history books differently and putting different people into place. so that whenever they do go to those rallies, they wear those hoods, you don't know who they are. Then they come home, you try to get a job, but you can't get it. You're wondering why, and that's because of that. It's like inbred. It's like in there. So that Confederate flag was like a big victory. I mean, it was like a small victory, but it was at least a step. I was tired of seeing that shit.
Okay, now I'm a throw a curveball at you.
Oh, I like that.
That's right. I do.
I kind of like that you want to go ahead.
Hey, Wes, you want to chime in on that? You want to chime in on anything you just said there, brother?
I mean, honestly, basically, how I look at it is the same way you look at it. To be a racist, you have to have a position of power.
We're talking about the flag, though, now. Like, as far as the victory... It's because they got the victory as far as South Carolina. They're taking the flag down. Is that what you're talking about, brother? Book, they got that victory. They took the flag down.
Yeah.
Would you call that a victory, Wes?
In my opinion, I would say no, because just because you got rid of the symbol, you didn't get rid of the idea behind it. Because the flag by itself is not the issue. The idea behind it. Is the issue.
The mindset it gave people is
the issue.
I mean, I agree with you, but to just have that shit flying is a slap in the face. Like, it's just too much. It's like straight bowled up, like saying, like, we racist, we're in the government, you're not getting in. I mean, just for them to take it down, that means that there's just that many more people that's on the other side than that was on the racist side. You see what I'm saying? So just for them to bring it down, that's a step. That's just like the LBGT. They got their step. They got that divorce. You know what I'm saying? They got the, you can get married and shit. That was their step. You know what I mean? Like, at least, like, you only get so many steps. But when you do get a step, you got to take that step.
The thing is, I tend to agree with both of you guys on this right now. But I will throw my curveball just to be objective for the listeners out there, you know, that probably wants me to ask certain questions. But I do think it's a big step for one, because if we was in America, like if we lived in America, well, we live in America, excuse me, but they would not, you would not be allowed to throw up a Nazi flag. The Jews ain't having that shit. You know what
right.
I mean? They're just not having that shit. So. But I do see the thing is for me is it's like this, but for and I agree with Wes. But the thing is, it doesn't really matter if it's up or down because the system still exists.
Oh yeah,
exactly.
You understand? So it's like the only thing they're gonna do is just go back into hiding again. You know what I'm saying? And then we won't know who they are because I heard this is one thing, and I'll give this one to y'all. You probably heard this study too. You've never seen, like, we see, like, you guys been to thrift stores before, you know, buying things and seen, like, people have suits and everything like that, and especially around Halloween and things of that nature. You've never seen a Klan outfit in the damn thrift store. People, you would think they would just give them away. Okay, we don't need these no more. You know what I'm saying? Give them away or make some type of sheet out of them or anything. They still got them suits, man. I might be a little bit off the subject here, but you know what I'm saying? That just might be my little thing, but they still got them suits.
I agree with you.
Know
you. I mean, it's not
and
like,
now,
I mean,
now that we're
it's
talking about
it curveballs, that's why they wear the hoods.
My turn.
Oh,
I'm going to throw a curveball here. Why did they take down that Confederate flag? Why did they give gays the right to marry to take away from a big loss? They give you a small victory. Just distract you from a huge loss. Like them shootings
True.
That's been going down, the churches that's been getting burned, they give you a small victory to take your mind off of it. So the system
hey,
is
Boo.
Still there.
Hey, hold on real quick, cousin. Hey, Boo.
Yeah.
Before you, like, before, there's a, because there's a delay on here, so you guys don't, like, cross each other, there's a three-second rule. So when it gets done, just wait 3 seconds. Because you end up, you know what I mean? Because these guys have like a 2 second delay around each other. So I didn't tell you that. So yeah, just you know what I mean. Don't worry about it. You're good. You're riding shotgun. You're fine. You're sounding crisp. You're sounding good. You're giving up good points. Thanks for tuning in. But continue your points, Wes.
All right. Well, as I was saying, I feel that they only hand out small victories to cover up from a big loss. That's how I look at it. Like, they had to do that to make people happy after churches was getting shot up and burned.
You want to chime in, Book?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's definitely true, but that's still something that we wanted to be seen done. I mean, it's just sometimes, you know, those small victories and petty victories, I mean, sometimes you just need to get done. And get that and then keep on going. It's just like the LBGT. They ain't about to stop. Like, I mean, it's the same thing. It's like I was upset the other day because they're going to start doing teaching third graders sexual education of mouth and anal, sexual education. Like, I'm like, why do they need to know this, like, at third grade, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I made this post, and it got out of hand.
They didn't even have
They didn't read
regular.
All the posts. What happened?
So they didn't even have regular sexual education in third grade, so why are they getting back?
This is definitely a perfect segue because the thing is, I wanted to connect it, you know what I'm saying? Because my whole thing about that is this, you know what I'm saying? Since we're on the subject change, and we can get back to the other thing later, you know what I mean? My whole thing about that is this, okay? And I think, and Bruce, you're around my age, you know what I mean? Wes, I need you to get your back noise together there, sir.
Yeah, I'll wash my hands, so go.
Oh, okay. That was you that you was using the bathroom? Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. That's going to happen all the time, people. That's what happens on live radio. We're doing this spontaneous. Everybody's probably in their bedroom with, you know, something rolled with one sock on and one sock off. You know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? that's just how we do around here. But the thing is, I remember when I was in school, third grade, Edgewood, New Kensington School, okay? Now, this is when the DARE thing was popping up. They would come in with the drug dog, okay? You guys hear me? You guys with me?
Yeah.
Okay, they would come in with the drug dog, right? And they would pull out this suitcase. And they would show you all the drugs, okay?
Yeah.
And they would tell you what each drug did to you. Do you remember that, Book?
Yeah, I remember that.
Okay.
Yeah,
but they would tell you what each drug did to you. You know what I mean? And meanwhile, we're sitting there like, we didn't even know a fucking thing about these drugs, and we didn't even give a shit about them. You know what I mean? They would tell you what each one did, okay? Now, when we're dealing with the sex ed with the children, it's almost, to me, the same thing. These children are not giving a fuck about no sex. Why are you trying to sexualize these children?
That's what I'm saying. Yo, that's fucking killing me, man. Like, that should have me fucking upset because I'm like, I'm going to have my kids and fucking school with this shit. Like, and the one school in Texas, I think it was in Texas, but I can't remember exactly where it was, but they locked the teachers out so they could do what they're going to do. Like, they were teaching them. The teacher was trying to protest about what was happening in school, and locked them out of school. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
They had no say in it.
And there's nothing that the parents can do about it. Thing is, you know what I mean? The thing is, but they'll take out African history.
What the fuck?
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God. You must have read my fucking page. No.
But I just, you know what? What it is, I talked to my cousin, and I said, are they still teaching slavery in school? And he said, no. They took that out, and they're teaching more or less about 9/11. And then I see the new curriculum about sex education, and that's you got the information through third graders. The information I got was K through 6.
Wow.
That's in Texas. That's in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, that's where I saw too. So, yeah, that shit was crazy. But that's what I was saying too. Like, okay, if you're going to teach all this other shit, why I got to go all the way to college? Just to learn about my damn self. Like, the first time I really heard about some black history was in college. Like, I had pride from shit my mom and them taught me and shit like that. Mm-hmm. But until you actually learn that, like, we invented shit too, you don't really know it. You know what I'm saying? So,
yes.
When you're in school and everybody else is talking shit, you can't say nothing because we didn't learn all their fucking history, and in their history book, we ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? But when the truth is told, that's not even put in the book. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's what I mean. It's like in grid. It's like you grew up like that.
Yeah, it's definitely. And Wes, chime in whenever you feel like it, brother. It's definitely embedded into us because the whole thing about it is the first thing we think about ourselves, the first thing we learn about ourselves that we come from slavery. We were slaves. We were slaves. We never get a chance to hear what we was doing before slavery, before you came and got us.
And then when they talk about Egypt, like, we ain't even in the motherfucker.
Oh, my God.
Like, what the fuck? Come on, man. This is Africa. How the fuck I in fucking Egypt? Like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah, they're trying to, for some reason, to separate Egypt from Africa. And the only why they're doing that is because they adore the Egyptian arts. They adore the Egyptian the artifacts, the Egyptian structures as far as the pyramids, as far as the Sphinx and shit like that, because there had to be some type of intelligence to do that. See, there's no, like, but they won't show all the good parts of Africa. They only show Egypt because they, you know what I mean? And as far as we know, that's it. And as far as we know, as Negroes, I mean, as far as we know, as quote-unquote African-Americans, that we are people that came from caves, and we're just stupid. And if it wasn't for the, you know, preferably the white man coming over and slave us, we would be just lost and stupid and play-eating motherfuckers that eat each other,
right.
Which is not true.
No,
and I want to tell the listener.
Take on that one. I have a slightly different take. It's not because they love Egypt. It's the fact that they can't deny Egypt is where they got their whole civilization from. That can't be denied, so might as well separate them.
Okay.
Might as well say they're not
all
one
right.
of the same, because they can't deny that Greeks and Romans got everything they know from Egypt. So, okay, we don't want them to know they're smart, but yet this is history that has been put in our faces, and we can't deny.
And I'll say this to the listeners out there, that look at that. All the money changed except that dollar bill. And what's on that dollar bill? The pyramid. You know, they adore Egypt. Why didn't the dollar bill change? All the change except the dollar bill. They adore Egypt. They love Africa. But we're not supposed to love it.
Right.
Anything we hear about
Abbott, if we don't love it, then they can go take it.
And I want to tell the listener right now. I'm going to tell the listener right now, this is just fact. And if you do not believe this and you don't want to even research it, you can hang up on me right now, because I don't want to talk to people that are stupid. This is not a coon show. I told people this is an educational show. We're going to talk about real issues on this show over here. We can clown around any other time, but for every an hour and a half on Wednesday, we're going to have some real talk, okay? So if you don't, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You could, hey, if you don't want to have no talk.
Get out of here, you damn nigga!
Okay. So when I'm the real talk, just hang up on me. You know what I'm saying? But there are, and you can all look this up. There is more cannibalism from the pilgrims coming from Europe, coming to America, surviving the seasons, than any Africans have ever had to eat their other. Why would we have to eat each other when there's goddamn mangoes and peanuts and goddamn
Fuck it, we could make a goddamn giraffe burger if we wanted to. Why would we want to eat ourselves? That is stupid, and I'm not going for it, so y'all can just miss me with the dumb shit, and I say this to y'all that says that.
Oh, hell no!
That's just simple shit. Why would I have to eat myself? Why would the Africans have to eat themselves with all that shit down there? You know what I mean?
We've had to eat ourselves?
Yeah, why would the Africans be the cannibals with all that shit down there to eat for themselves? Why would they have to eat each other? They got all that shit.
I ain't never heard that one. I ain't never heard we were cannibals.
Hmm. Oh man, yeah. Wes. Yes, you never heard that one?
I've heard that one.
You've heard that one, Wes, that we was cannibals, Africans was cannibals?
Yeah,
wow.
I've heard it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
So I would...
I guess you don't want to eat, like you said, like that, the food right there on the tree. You don't want to eat that shit.
Why would we have to eat each other? I mean,
on top of that, why would you eat someone to help you fight whatever's coming towards you? You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, after you eat so many people, is there anyone left?
Right. If that's you know what? That is correct. That is correct. Like, okay, when they just eat each other away, if that's your primary source of food, each other, basically, you would eat each other away.
Right. I guess that's why I never heard that, because that just never made sense. But, I mean, I know there are cannibals. I guess I don't know where they're at, but, I mean, they're out there.
Let's put it this in this perspective then. All right, now, we know about, we'll just go with the basic story of what we learned in school, okay?
Okay.
We're not going to go deep, or we're not going to go, we're just going to talk to the listener as if they're 12 years old, and no disrespect to the listeners. Okay, look. So Columbus comes over here, right?
Mm-hmm.
They know nothing about this land. They know nothing. Okay, the supplies they bought, they ran out. Okay? They don't know nothing. They don't know how to hunt. They don't know what's indigenous to this thing. They don't know which berries to eat. They don't know what to eat. So, and when you land, you say you land in, when you come to America, say you land in what's the cold part of America? Say you land
Maine.
In Colorado, Maine. That's exactly, damn. I was thinking Maine. That's exactly what I was thinking, Maine. Say you land in Maine, okay? Now, it's cold up there. You don't really know how to, you don't know what to fish. You don't know what the proper bait to use to fish those waters. So wouldn't it be probably, you guys would probably eat yourselves because you don't know you're here for survival before the indigenous Africans that's from their land, you know what I mean, that know how to farm their land and know what to do. And if you see certain Africans, and don't get it messed up, people, them damn lions and tigers in Africa is scared of them Africans. They don't eat them. But I'm sorry, I got a little long winded. Just guys can take over for a second. I mean, just go in whenever you want to. And I said before, this is Up and Smoke Radio. Not to mean to cut you off. If you want to chime in and talk to us, talk to our special guest, Boog Did It. Wes, call in 347-989-0202. I see it's out there calling. We got about 18 listeners out there. Hit the one button if you want to chime in, because I don't have the sexy European lady saying hit the one button anymore. You know what I'm saying?
I thought they just got that
Indians. If we're going in on cannibalism right
hold
now.
Hold on, Wes. What you say, Luke?
I was just saying, isn't that what, I thought they learned how to farm from the Indians. Isn't that what Thanksgiving was all about, supposedly?
Well, the Indians, which were black people, you know what I'm saying, because,
okay.
Which were black people, were, you know, because, you know, they were already here, you know.
Like Mexicans.
You think they were Mexicans? Well,
I mean,
who were
Mexicans? I mean, because Mexicans, Mexico was, you know what I'm saying? They probably mixed. It was like a mix.
Okay, but who are Mexicans? Okay. And actually.
I mean, but they're all, it's like all, you know it all. Go ahead.
No, I don't know it all. We're having a discussion. This is a, not a debate. This is an open platform. This is for the listener. Something. This is not a debate.
All right.
It's just, whatever you feel, you feel. I'm not here to shut you down or anything like that.
I might be able to help fill in some of them gaps. Because believe it or not, all the way up to like Texas and Arizona, that was considered Mexico. Mexico ran all the way up to there before the whites came over.
Even Cali,
like,
even California.
About cannibal, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like that entire region was Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about cannibalism. Y'all remember the story of Roanoke Island?
No.
No. Educate us real quick.
That was
briefly.
That was the first group of Americans to come over. I mean, first group of white settlers to come over here. Didn't know how to survive. Didn't know what they were doing. So they ate each other. And by the time rescue came over, nobody was left.
Oh.
Now,
because they had the
resort
of cannibalism.
I will give something, and this is something your people will probably going to have to look up. The thing is, if you look at the Africans, they were traveling toward the Americas way before Christopher Columbus. Because you got to understand that who screwed who, okay? The Greeks got it from us, okay? The Africans. They got it from Egypt, okay? The Greeks, I mean, the Arabs got it from the Greeks. I mean, and from the Egyptians, okay? But the Greeks gave it to the Romans, okay? So we was navigating back and forth and building ships way before that. They got that information from us.
Right.
I mean, well, you know what I mean? From the Africans. You know what I'm saying? So when we're talking about Indians, and you're talking about indigenous people, That's another thing. They're Indians is they might as well just say indigenous because they were already here. These are people that traveled from Africa to this land and said, you know what, we're going to stay here. And this is the same thing when, okay, if we go with the cliche saying, just walk with me. I don't want to get long winded. If we go with the cliche saying that. All the Africa is the cradle of civilization, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, say if we were traveling, okay? Now, we're going to give you some. Say if we travel to what they say, the Caucasus Mountains, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if you're up there in the Caucasus Mountains, okay? All right, just walk with me. I might be reaching, but I'm not, you know, I'm saying. Now, if you look at the African people's nose, right? We got big nostrils, right?
Right.
Because if we're in Africa, we gotta cool the brain down. Now, if you're in the mountains when it's cold, okay,
right.
Your nostrils will get smaller because you don't want to cool the brain. You want to keep the brain warmer. So if you look at the white people's nose and you look at the black people's nose, okay?
Yeah,
are you just walking with me?
Well, I mean, that's why. Yeah, go on.
Are you walking? They're
from the coldness.
Are you walking with me? You know what I'm saying? So, I might have lost my point a little bit, but the thing is.
You were trying to explain why.
So the thing is, we've been everywhere before there was ever, before even any European. People from European descent even thought about doing anything. It was the Moorish people. See, you got to understand, when you're dealing with people in Europe, when they went through that Black Plague thing, okay? Remember the Black Plague?
That was the cold age, right?
No. I know. I'm talking about after. Remember the Black Plague?
Okay, with the potatoes and shit.
No, the Black Plague, when they was over there dying like flies. You know what I'm saying? The smallpox and all that type of stuff. It's because, and they'll show you when you watch, have you ever watched Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
See, they'll show you a little bit on Game of Thrones. See, it took the Moors from Africa, you know what I'm saying, to show the Europeans that you can't be sleeping with your, you know, with your animals. If you ever watch something like ancient, like night movies or anything like that, you see them, they're sleeping in the same things as the cows, around cow shit, around horse shit, you know what I'm saying, like that. That's why they was getting all them diseases, because they didn't know no better.
Right.
You know what I mean? They didn't know no better. It took the African to come over there and tell them how to not do that shit. That's why you have never seen no plagues in Africa unless they put it there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, they had natural plagues because they didn't know what they were doing. And to my white listeners out there, please don't be offended. It's just as history. This is history. This is facts. This is facts. Your descendants were sleeping in the same barrels as cows and sleeping around cow shit. That's why y'all were getting diseases, because them flies were around you and shit like that. That's why you just had that black plague. Yeah, but the thing is, let's get into some nice stuff. Let's tone it down. Let's tone it down a little bit, guys. And I bought my god brother on the show for a purpose today, and maybe I can get some, because this is for some of my fellas out here, and maybe Yin Scouts can chime in real quick. But I gotta talk to the fellas real quick, and maybe you guys can help me out. But I wanna come up with real quick things. Wes, you with me?
Yeah, still here.
Hook, you still here?
Yeah.
Real quick, I wanna help my fellas out. You know, sometimes I'm out on the scene and people think that I'm some type of pimp or whatever, and I'm like, you know, I sometimes want to give some guys some advice, so I'm going to come up with one, and just come up with one, we're going to come up with three things that guys shouldn't do when they approach a woman, and I'll come up with mine first, and
okay.
you can think on it why I come up with mine. Yeah, you guys ready?
Go ahead.
Okay, my thing is, this is a tough one because I didn't have it written down. I usually take notes, but I didn't take any notes. This is just random. Hold on. I'm getting some feedback. Don't be buying reefer off of girls that you don't know. For the simple fact, or sell reefer to girls you don't know, or any type of drug to my fellas out there. Do not sell any type of drug. If you're in a bar and some girl asks you, you know, especially these girls, because they're infamous for doing that shit. Oh, my nigga, you got some weed or you got some cocaine and shit. But no, because these chicks are out here. They're trying to set you up. They're going to send their little cousin Ram at you or something like that. You keep your mouth shut, or they're trying to set you up. And I'm talking to y'all thirsty niggas out there. Really.
Yeah.
Because it's only y'all thirsty niggas that really do shit like this. But I'm telling y'all, don't do that shit, because you're going to get yourself set up with one of these chicks out here. Because some of these chicks, especially some of these chicks is on the come up and shit, these high-top Jordan-wearing chicks and shit, you know what I'm saying? They trying to set y'all up. And they going to tell their man, and they looking for your stash. You out here keeping it mackish, and they setting your ass up for the long run. So I'm going to tell y'all, man, Don't do that shit. Don't do that. That's my one.
So wait. Hold on now. What's the things you shouldn't do at the bar? Is that what you said?
No, three things, period, the guy shouldn't do.
Okay.
When it comes to women.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, I'll
I think I got mine.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think you're going to get anything just because you're buying her drinks. That's a no-no.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to work.
Yeah, I'm going mine. Mine is, just don't be thirsty. Like, wait for it to happen. You don't got to be all up in everybody's face.
Simple and plain. I like it. Yeah, because, I mean, I talk to a lot of dudes, and I got a lot more to add if I wanted to. But I'll just keep it plain because I tell a lot of cats, listen, don't be up here drunk dialing nobody. Don't be called unless you're supposed to be called. A lot of things like that. But, hey Wes, I'm going to get into your clip, okay?
All right.
Hey, Book.
Yeah.
Stick around. I want you to listen to this. I want you to listen to this and tell me what you think. Tell me what you think about it. You know what I'm saying? It's about a 3-minute clip, and I want you to chime in on it, okay? And tell me what you think. All right, listen to this. Up and Smoke Radio.
You've seen the video in Texas of the cop that slammed the black girl during the pool party?
Yep.
I have a theory when it comes to police brutality and police murders in America, this type of thing. My theory, and you could tell me whether you agree or disagree, my theory is that it's not happening any more this year or last year than it has happened over the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years. I feel that the rate has been fairly constant, but now everybody has a video camera in their pocket. So and you have social media, which allows certain things to spread. So you now...
And they're trying
to
pass
law.
And they're now trying to pass laws so you can't... So you can't do that anymore, too, to show you that you're right.
Okay. So go ahead. You know, you got the gist of my statement. What's your take on that?
Policemen have always been what they are now. You know, for the most part, I learned something. And I want you to think about this, brother. Laws in America are only what old white men did to acquire power. I'll go to something as simple as sampling. Man, these folks have been stealing our culture ever since we came off of them boats. They've been sampling our culture, taking songs verbatim, and rock and roll groups using them. But now we're doing the same things that they're doing. Oh, now it's a crime. They've been putting black folks in jail over weed for how many years? Now since the American government sees a way that they can tax it and they can make money and older white men can make money off of weed, now it's legal without letting black people out of jail. It's always been like that. They have always been beating our ass. The system is not broke. The system is doing exactly what it's supposed to do. The original job for a policeman was to catch escaped slaves and protect the property of slave owners. That was the original job for the policeman, and it has not changed. If you look at all of these Ku Klux Klan members in these pictures, those were the mayors and the lawyers and the policemen of these small towns. Like, it has not changed, brother. You know, and what's crazy is, again, like I told you, because we don't have any power, and I hate the word reverse racism, because in order for you to be a racist, you must first of all have power. And you must have the power to stop somebody or inhibit somebody from doing something, living somewhere, having a job. We don't have that kind of power in America. Tell me something that a black person could stop a white person from doing that would affect a group of white people. Nothing. You don't want to come to our clubs. We're not signing artists. We're not signing the checks. That's universal. Come on, dude. So I mean, saying that, like, the policemen are doing exactly what they have always done, serve and protect our ass. They serve our ass and protect the slave owner's stuff. They have constantly been serving our ass. Because what happened was they used to could lynch us and not have to worry about repercussions. And then when they stopped having the ability to lynch us, then they lynched us legally. They became police officers. This stuff ain't never stopped. You know, and the difference between me and other people, I can show you history. I can pull up facts. I can show you court docs. I study. So this is not emotional. Cops have been, and I'm going to show you something. If you go and pull up the documents that come from the United States government, white kids commit the same amount of crimes, if not more. They're not dying. Black cops ain't making a mistake in killing white kids. You know what I'm saying? That's not happening. So while there are always all of these mistakes when it comes to black kids, that's what they want to do. The only way you're going to stop police brutality is if those police lives are threatened, or if something is going to happen to their children, or something is going to happen to their jobs, their money, their lives. I bet you if one of those cops felt like something was going to happen to them if they killed a black kid, if the same thing was going to happen to their lives, it would not happen. A black cop knows if he shoots an innocent white kid, he is going to jail forever. And if he doesn't go to jail forever, a group of white men are going to come and pull him out of his house. You know it. If something happens in a Russian neighborhood, Russians handle that. If something happens in an Asian community, Asians handle that. As soon as black people start handling their own business and do the same thing that they do, if somebody comes to your neighborhood and take your dope, you're going to go to their house. If a black person kills your brother or your sister, you're going to their house. And see the difference between when blacks kill blacks, because everybody always talking about black on black crime. Well, if a black kill a black, well, you got one black person and the other black person going to jail. If a white person kills a black person, 9 times out of 10, he won't serve no time. And there are always exceptions to the rule, but people know that. I want to tell people something. I have a new album that's called The God Box. The God Box is going to be one of the best hip-hop albums of all time. I had a rapper listen.
There's a banner that's spot on with that, man. I'll ask the guests if you guys want to chime in. Wes, since it's your clip, you chime in first. Book, you're up next.
I mean, where? I sat down and watched, and I'm like, he's right. Nothing does happen. I mean, and at the same time, like, we ain't finished because, like, a lot of, like, maybe, this is rough. I don't even know what to say because he said everything for me for real. That's the reason why I wanted to pull up that clip.
So basically, when you heard the clip, you felt like,
I am delivered!
Yeah.
Boo, you want to chime in?
Yeah, I'm talking to the kid right now. He's over here acting up. Go ahead upstairs, man.
This is what happens on live radio, folks. It's never going to happen. You know, it's going to happen. But my thing about the clip is he pretty much nailed it. Like I said, man, like we said at the beginning of the show, it's most definitely a system. This has always been happening, man. It's just been hidden for a second. And us as black people, we thought that since they put a black face on the man of power, we thought things was going to change. They actually cranked it up on us. You know what I mean? They cranked it up, and it's being thrown in our face. The president has not really said nothing about anything. You know what I'm saying? And I would love for my the guest Boop to chime on him because he is pro Obama, and this is not a debate. I just because it, well, I have some pro Obamaness out there, so I'm like, first of all, Boop, are you settled? You got everything to go?
Yeah, I'm right.
First of all, let me hear what you feel about the clip first. We'll talk about the Obama thing some other time.
You know, I've always said that, but it's just either you're gonna battle it or you're gonna have a small battle. So I mean, it starts with you really though. It's like how you do your family. It's like you know that, I know that, but it's like a lot of people don't know that. And like when you go to jail or you ain't around and you dead or whatever, you can't pass that knowledge on. You can't make the next generation strong. So I mean, that's where the fight is won and lost. I mean, just think about when we was younger, around the 70s, how much different shit was. Like, and then you hit the 80s and everybody started going to jail. But before that, we had, like, huge family. It was, like, super strong. So, like, I mean, it takes you back to, like, that slave time. Like, whenever you get so strong, they break you up. It's the same shit. So, I mean, it's like, you know that, so you got to pass that on. You got to get strong. You got to get together. You got to make your family big. I mean, you got to fight through it because, other than that, man, like, what else you got?
I can say like this. Now this is my curveball for you. For you being a guest, and I always, you know what I'm saying, and once again, I appreciate you for riding shotgun with me. But this is my curveball for you. You're an Obama supporter, am I correct?
You can say that, yeah.
Could you tell me why he's not speaking upon anything that's going on as far as with these tragedies that's going on in the black community?
Well, like you say, man, he must be on some puppeteer stuff, but I mean, it ain't even that. It's more or less like, I mean, it was when the election came about, it was who, like, there wasn't the one to really vote for. I mean, I'm not saying that he just won because it was the one to vote for, but in my eyes, there wasn't no one else I was voting for. So, I mean, after that, what is there to hate? I mean, it is what it is. It ain't like I love the nigga, you know what I mean? Like, he the first black president, whatnot, but, like, I mean, he is just the president. Like, I mean, I'm not saying, like, I did think it was going to be different and, like, you know, it was going to be like if I was the president or some shit, but, I mean, it wasn't. But at the same time, shit, a little bit of shit changed, but, yeah, just like you said, shit got worse. And,
it actually got worse. And my thing is this, and
but,
I'm going to...
But, before that, like, Bush fucking sucked, so... Anything was better than that. And I wasn't about to do no fucking, what was that dude's name? The old war dude, white hair dude.
John McCain.
Yeah. Wasn't about to do his dumb ass. Like, he was dumb as hell. And, like, so I don't even know what everyone was arguing about because there was no other choice. Like, what else are you going to do? Like, okay, so in this next election, who are you going to choose? Like, what the fuck? Like, you're going to vote? I mean, you better vote.
Well, I'm going to talk to you too, Wes. I was born 1976, okay? And listeners out there, if you want to do your math of how old I am, and I'll just let you know, I'm 39 years old. I have no problem because, you know what I mean? I don't want to do that, all that, figure out my age shit.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
But
you can't wait to do that shit.
Hey, the timing was so great, wasn't it? The timing was so there. But I mean, I'm just saying, and you guys can call me crazy. Maybe I'm reaching, but okay. When I was born, I think Jimmy Carter was in office, but I know that I know the Reagan era, okay? So if we deal with the Reagan era, okay, Reagan had two terms, and that was in the 80s. So, and his vice president was who? George
no,
Bush. No,
no,
George Bush.
Yeah,
no. Oh, no, no, just walk with me. Work with me real quick.
Wait. George Bush was his vice president?
George Bush Sr. was his vice president. Okay? So work with me here. So we had Bush, you know what I mean? Two terms, again. Bush, because he got the Bush Sr. got the presidency. Clinton, Bush, Obama. Now we're going to get Clinton Bush again. Now we're going to get Clinton Bush again.
Fuck no. Fuck, I'm definitely voting.
Now we're
getting.
Hold on.
She's the one from Florida.
Yeah. So we're getting. Hold on. You didn't know that he's. You didn't know that Hillary Clinton's running for president, and I'm sure she's going to get the Democratic delegation. We don't know. But, and then Jeb Bush is running for president. So,
yo.
I mean, call me a conspiracy theorist or what. So we're going to get Bush, Clinton, Obama, Bush, probably.
No, man. Fucking Bush.
No, you're gonna get a Clinton. But hold on though. But you're gonna get a Clinton too. So it's gonna be Clinton against Bush. Wes, chime in on me.
Honestly, I've been talking about that they're trying to brand name presidents. So as soon as you see that last name, it's somebody you automatically wanna vote for. But then
and they're
again,
on
like
the same,
I've also been
on
saying,
the same
presidents ain't nothing but a figurehead. They don't even matter in the scheme of things.
You're right. That's a curveball.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to put Obama on that. Hey, Obama. Let's put it. This is for Obama.
Coon train is coming.
What about black on black crime?
Where's
the white women at?
You trying to say he's the colonel from Undercover Brother?
I'm sorry. If you're not, listen. You can't listen. You have a guy like, we listen, you have a guy like David Banner, right, that's speaking up, that's a rapper, which is, rappers have no money. They don't move money. They have millions of dollars, but they're not moving the economic thing of what's going on here. You know what I mean? They don't, they got themselves. They're rich, not wealthy. There's a difference between rich and wealth. And maybe we'll do that next show. You know what I mean? There's a difference between rich and being wealthy. When you're rich, you got yourself and your immediate family. When you're wealthy, you got 20 years of your family. You know what I mean? Totally different. Total difference. I say this again, people. You know what I mean? When you're rich, you got you, your mom, and your immediate family, and probably a cousin. But when you're wealthy, you got your whole fucking family got 20 years of goddamn money. To where you're leaving around when we're talking like that Paris Hilton shit. When as soon as you turn 18, you got fucking $20 million. That's wealth. All these motherfuckers. They ain't nothing but you know what I'm saying? They respectfully they're nothing but nigger rich.
Get out of here, you damn nigger.
You know what I'm saying? So I like I said before, I mean, the thing is what's so funny is when we have good conversation
So, Book, you don't even know you've been on the line for an hour. Check your phone. Look at the time you've been on. You know what I'm saying? And this is what happens, people. When you sit back and have some real conversation, you can get lost in time. You know what I mean?
You ever have any people like send texts or anything, like questions or some shit?
Yeah, I have a chat room. I have a chat room set up. You know what I mean? People email me sometimes, and sometimes I get personal texts. But the thing is, and you know what? Now that you're on the line, and I'm glad that you called in. The thing is, this is what the radio show is set up for. Like, you had something on Facebook. You brought the scripture out. I seen it. Okay. I seen it, right? Okay, hold on. I seen it, right?
Right.
And my thing is this. I don't deal with the I'm a talker, not a texter. I don't want to sit back and debate you back and forth on Facebook. If that's what you feel and you're passionate, call into the show and let's talk about it. And everybody knew, and I put it on Facebook. I tagged you. Everybody knew what the contact was about, but nobody that disagreed with you on that Facebook post called in. You understand what I'm saying? They come in and try to debate you face to face. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And that's what I mean. Like, I don't like people. If you stand for something, you can call in. And this is not, and to the listeners out there, this is not about you calling to my show to juice up my ratings. And let me tell you about ratings. When you're dealing with radio, you don't deal with ratings, idiots. Ratings is TV. Ratings don't have anything to do with radio. TV is radio. You know what I mean? It has nothing to do with ratings. So it's not like I'm trying to need you to call in and have an argument to get my shit popping. You understand what I'm saying? I'm saying, hey, I see something you say. I disagree with it. Let's have a dialogue about it. And you know who wins, LeBoot? The listener. Because you say your shit, and I say my shit, and then the listener can go back and do their research and say, you know what? I agree with LeBrin. He came from a Bible perspective. Or I agree with this person. They came from another perspective. It's not about, you know, because when we're on computers and are behind screens, we can just sit there and talk about anything. But when you call in and nobody has called in, I put it on Facebook and said, hey, LeBrin's on a check-in right now. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And nobody called in. So I think they're scared of you. I think they're scared of you. Because if they can't say what they said on Facebook to you in this type of dialogue where we can make some sense, you know what I mean? Even, and you know my whole thing about it, and you know I don't subscribe to the Bible or anything like that. But you know what I mean? Oh shit, I got 90 seconds left in this show. But you know I don't subscribe to that. But at the end of the day, LeBook, out to the listeners real quick. How can they get in touch with you? Your Twitter, your Instagram, your Facebook, so you can get it popping. Well, not popping, but, you know, so that people can get out to you and see your views on things.
Well, I mean, I already posted it. I put my post out there whenever I feel a certain way. It was sparked about that, them showing that sexual.
Hold on, real quick. I have listeners that, you know what I'm saying, from 913 area codes, 814 area codes, man. So they don't know you. You know what I'm saying?
I'm talking about the Facebook post.
I'm just saying to the people that's listening to the show, how can they get at you? Like, give your Twitter name, your Facebook name, your Instagram name.
He said he didn't want all that attention.
He's on the show. Yeah. Somebody. So, hey,
all I'm saying is, the thing is, somebody was like, hold on.
Your Facebook is moving like that from Up and Smoke Radio?
Oh, hell no.
That's what I'm saying. So I just leave it the way it is.
Yeah. Wes.
Yep.
You with me?
Still here. I ain't going nowhere yet.
Okay, give out your information one time, how they can get at you, your Facebook, your Instagram, your Twitter, your whatever, however, even if you want to give out your personal number.
Nope. No, I'm good. They ain't getting that. Look, the usuals. Rojo Inferno at Facebook, Rojo Inferno at Twitter, Medieval Records at Facebook, Medieval Records at Twitter. Just the usual.
Okay.
All right. Easy to reach. I'm just hard to convince.
Oh, my man. Oh, hold on. Okay, I want to close it out like this here. To the girls out there,
I'm your knight in shining armor.
Have a safe weekend,
and I love you.
Please don't have unprotected sex.
You have made me what I am.
Don't put that burden on your mom.
I am you.
Because you know she doesn't feel like babysitting your kid. Please strap up over the weekend.
My love.
I know that guy looks like he's a baller. You think he's going to take care of you, but he's not. He's going to leave you, baby. He's just trying to hit it and quit it. So strap up. I mean, just have some faith there. Just stop this for me, please. Okay? Because help me help you. If you don't need another child in your life, it's just faith. You don't need it. That's the pressure. Okay? I love you. Lady. I love you. Okay. That's my smoke advice. I'm going to sign off. Boop, take the call this. Up and Smoke Radio. We'll holler at you next Wednesday. At this time. Peace out.
Peace out.
My garage is flawless, under 100,000 ain't allowed. Maybach triple white like I'm riding in a cloud. No denim on my seat, baby, you gon' need a towel. Ride sexy through the city, see me, you will be aroused. My bankroll so well endowed. Poor bitches from MIA to ATL in style. Hent in crowd, catch me in town. On the strip in Vegas, chillin', fillin' bitches' faces with babies. Bitch, back your tongue, this just ain't a Mercedes. Tell the ATF I'm riding with another 380. That's my car cost, y'all thought I would fall off. That was just a small loss, we could have a ball off. Fly to NY, meet me at the Waldorf. Historian, architecture Victorian. Riding in the past like you're driving a DeLorean. Hard times, never heard of those in the back. My feet kicked up, get my dick sucked with the curves closed. And for the record, kid, my final question is, how your bitch gon' feel in that when you two pull up next to this? Maybach you, my nigga.
Everybody knows
bring up the ozone. Plus I keep a dope line similar to Cold Stone. Ice cream, pipe dreams is what they have when I pull up in that light thing. I put a hurting on, I got the curtains drawn. Whoever ain't getting shit.